I'm Peter Bonner McNiss, and he is Chris Lang. And welcome to another of these regular property briefings. And a warm welcome to you, Chris.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad to be with you.
For most of our listeners, I suspect making a loan application will be a rather daunting process. So, are you able to provide them with a little guidance?
Even with the record low interest rates, you probably gather that the Royal Commission has caused lenders to tighten their requirements for loan approvals. And as a result, your ability to borrow seems to have become somewhat tougher, and principally because lenders seem to be now running scared, wishing to avoid any unwanted exposure for themselves. And of course, the pandemic didn't help at all. Anyway, they seem to be creating a number of brush hurdles you need to jump over in order to secure what was otherwise a simple finance deal. Now, in essence, the fundamentals haven't changed. It's just that you need to ensure that your loan submission is well prepared and ticks all the boxes. So let's start with the six factors I think you need to address to help guarantee that your submission will be successful. First up, you've got to provide a sound basis for the loan. Then you need to choose the right lender for your property and build a rapport with that chosen lender. You also need to adopt their format and procedures for the submission. And also, you need to know exactly how much that you have in mind to borrow. And then finally, you need to submit a positive and honest finance proposal.
Would you perhaps like to explain all that in a bit more detail?
All right, let's perhaps deal with them one by one. The best way to address the issue is to properly select and analyse your property so as to demonstrate that the net income going forward will adequately service the loan. Now, as part of my mentor group, I provide my clients with a way to do this quickly and easily because they have at their fingertips the high return filter, which anyone can download that's free of charge, and the final judgment software, which they use to fully analyse the property. Now, doing that properly is important because, more particularly, if you're going to borrow on what's called a non-recourse basis, and that means where there are no personal guarantees provided or required. Now, the next three factors, that's choosing the right lender, building a rapport with the lender, and adopting their format and procedures, can actually take a considerable amount of time and effort on your part because that sort of knowledge and familiarity is not built up over a short period. You need a number of years. And this is probably the main reason why I strongly recommend to clients that they use a finance broker. And I do that for my own borrowing, if I do need to borrow funds, because finance brokers know the key players, they know the rules, and they know where the best deals lie. So you're looking for a broker who already has a good rapport with the lenders and is very familiar with their required format and procedures for granting a loan.
So what about the level of borrowing?
Well, when it comes to borrowing, you need to know how much that you're seeking, and that generally relates to the amount of equity that you can bring to the table. But it also involves understanding of what your add-on costs will amount to, things like stamp duty, legal fees, the valuation, and so on. And generally, I would suggest that you allow 8% on top of the purchase price to be conservative. You'll get some change out of that, but it's better to be on the conservative side, because there's nothing worse than turning up to or being a week out from settlement and suddenly realise you don't have the stamp duty. I mean, that's the largest part is 5.5% here and in Melbourne. It varies around the country, but it's that. Now, there are some, and I noticed New South Wales are now looking to change that so that you can opt either to pay it as a lump sum or annually by way of a land tax component. Anyway, you just have to make sure that you have your specific amount of money that you're borrowing well thought out and very precise.
And how do you structure the formal proposal itself?
Well, as you'll appreciate, gone are the days when lenders are bending over backwards to get your business, and you could massage the figures somewhat to make everything look a little rosy. Currently, the big banks especially are most particular about what is being presented and will generally scrutinise it in considerable detail. So let's take a look at a quick case study and the basic inclusions you need for a submission to your lender. Now, the proposal needs to look professional, with a photograph depicting the property itself on the front page. And beneath the photo, you should display the contents of your proposal along with the various appendices forming part of the submission. The next page should include a brief summary of what you're seeking, along with what you're offering as security. And then beneath that, you need to provide a general description of the property offered as collateral. Mind you, this doesn't need to go into extensive detail, but it does need to provide a concise overview designed to grab the lender's attention.
Is there anything else they need to consider?
Well, assuming this is not your only investment property, you need to give a quick summary of the extent of your current portfolio, making reference to the full details being contained in the appendix which is attached. Again, brief comment is always helpful as to the comfort being provided by your overall portfolio. Then there needs to be a reference to your assets and liabilities to provide the lender with a bottom line figure which they can verify from the detailed summary provided also as part of the appendix or appendices. And lastly, you need to include a copy of the valuation which you had organised earlier in your name. And you remember we discussed this previously. In doing this, it provides a subtle reminder to the lender that you haven't yet decided to run with them, because at this point you own the valuation. And you should always include a printout, or that's what my clients do, of the final judgment software summary. It provides the details, the various assumptions you've made in purchasing the property, together with a projected cash flow on an after-tax basis. And by doing this, you're displaying above-average attention to detail, which lenders really appreciate.
That's great, and I found it very helpful.
Well, in essence, what I've done today is merely intended as a starting point, because your finance broker will guide you as to the exact format required by each specific lender. But hopefully it has helped to remove some of the concerns surrounding any future loan application.
Yes, it certainly has. And thank you again.
Well, my pleasure.